Yeah, we got off.
I've been having a heck of an afternoon, Rocky. I appreciate your patience.
It's okay.
I was clicking update and I clicked hang up, so I'm super sorry.
No problem.
Okay.
It's okay.
The billing address for the card that we have on file ending in Visa 2828. What's the billing address for that card, Rocky?
2921 Chain Bridge Road. And that's Oakton, Virginia. 22124.
Oakton? O-A-K?
T-O-N.
T-O-N, got it. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to process you now.
And how would I be able to see my website after this?
Well, you're going to give us 3 to 5 days, and then you'll be able to see it from the client dashboard as well as from the Local Splash app. So Local Splash has developed their own app, and during client onboarding, they're actually going to review how to download that app and go over that information. So you'll be able to log on to your tracking and reporting system here in just a second. Of course, it's going to be empty because we haven't done anything in there yet.
Sure.
But what's going to happen is you're going to be able to track the results from the Local Splash app, where you can even make updates and changes to the website yourself if you choose to. So give me just 1 second.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay, I've got that. Let me go here.
And another question now, on the website, what is it going to say on the website? It's going to say that I do dent repair, scratch repair. I also buy unwanted vehicles in any condition.
You're going to get to choose what's said on there. That's what the call in about 7 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes is for, is to determine exactly what you want to say on that website. They're going to determine the logo for you. They're going to go over the keywords and the service radius. They're going to go over exactly what you want the domain to be as well.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I've got that squared away. You should have received I don't understand why it keeps going
out here. I received an email, a text just now.
Yeah, I'm giving you this. Here you go. That was welcoming you as a client. Here is another text. I need you to click on this link.
Okay.
Once you click on that link, it's going to open up, Brock. It's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes, I got it. Click here.
Yep, click the two boxes.
That says first name. You want me to put my first name there?
First and last. And the middle initial G. Let me see. I think it has the middle initial G on there, too.
You don't have to put the G because it's not on my card.
It's not? Okay, I don't think it went through anyways. So go ahead and put in Rocky Marks.
I've done that.
And then click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today and that you will accept text messages.
Well, now it's saying, it says bring your business to the next level. It's asking me for my first and last name and also my email.
What? Hold on. Maybe
phone number.
Something. Okay. Yeah, it says here. What happened is it's saying here that you didn't sign the terms and conditions. So I'm going to send you the link again. I need you to click the two boxes, type in your first and last name, and then turn the phone sideways so you can click confirm signature for me.
Okay. I got the app up and running right now. Okay, it says click here to type your first and last name. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Today's date.
Mm-hmm. I'm already in there.
Now, where does it want me to sign my name?
It should have a box for you to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. You have to turn the phone sideways to hit confirm signature. Oh, it does have the G in there because I did it on the billing.
It does. So I'm going to put it there.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, when I'm turning the phone sideways, it's not showing me what a signature is. Just telling me to put my first and last name. Let me go all the way
down.
That
is a signature. No, when you type the first and last name, that is the signature. It doesn't actually have you sign it. It's like an electronic signature with the type.
Okay, got it. Now
got
it. To like a slash.
Username and password. Okay. Username.
What would that be?
The username is the phone number. No dashes, periods, dots, parentheses. So 571-516-1120. And your
password
is all lowercase, and it's all one word, and it's going to actually be run online. RUNONLINE. Run online.
I'm sorry, slowly. RUN.
Online. ONLINE.
I'm so sorry, but I'm actually in a salon.
It's okay. You've got it text message as well.
Okay.
It's in your text.
One more time. Spell it one more time. R.
U-N.
U-N.
Online. All one word, all lowercase.
I'm trying to understand you, but my phone's breaking up.
It's in the text as well. R-U-N, run online.
Okay, run online, okay. Okay, run, R-O-U. All right, thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to be calling back in just a few minutes from the 877 phone number to introduce you to your onboarding agent, and that's going to be a phone call that requires a few minutes of your attention, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure you're in a place where you can hear them because they're going to answer all those big questions you had about the domain and logo and all of those things, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Rocky. I'm sending you a text right now with my direct extension. So that way when you call, you can call me directly, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'm here to help you with anything you might need. Thank you for your time.
What was that?
I said thank you for your time. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye. They're here, Wyatt. They're here. Yeah, what time?